When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Speaking Podcast. I'm Jay Black. I'm joined here by Jessica Gibson. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
And no Bill Spadia, because he's still at which of his jobs is he at?
I'm not sure if he's coming to this one today or if he's calling out sick.
He laid a lot of pipe. Wait, that's not the expression you want, Mike Casey. He laid down a lot of groundwork towards I won't be there.
Oh, no, he didn't do any of that for me.
No, but like it's like we're...
You're breaking the news right now? He's not coming?
So far as I know, he's coming, but he's doing the same thing I do, like when I want to get out of a party. Yeah. Where like the day before I'll go, oh, man, the kids are looking sick. I'm still definitely coming to the party.
Yeah.
But Keen just threw up. So I don't know if I'll be able to make it. And then you have to lay that groundwork.
Yeah.
And then the next day you're like, he's not better yet. I'm so sorry. We're not going to be able to go.
So like what you did in college before papers were due, you just told your professor you're sick 2 days in advance.
Or what girls in college used to do when I would ask them out, where they wanted to be polite.
Sick.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, yeah, we're definitely coming. It would be wonderful. I would love to go out on a date with you. And then like 2 days before, she's like, my grandmother has, I don't know, bad diarrhea.
So when you're too old for it, you blame your kids instead.
Exactly. You just go that way. But
so his non-attendance is completely unrelated to me yelling at him about capitalism and evils of industry and Supreme Court. And
by the way, everybody, speaking of diarrhea, our guest today is Mike Casey, who... Yeah, the last time he was on, you guys got into like a bad political argument.
Yeah, it was fun.
I forget, which side were you on? Who's left and who's right? I never keep track of this.
No, it was very difficult. I am slightly center left of Engels.
Right, yeah. Right. And Bill is slightly center right of insert whoever you want to insert there.
Yeah.
I remember that was the podcast I got super depressed during because, like, you guys were having this. Wait, that might have been two podcasts ago. But it was one of these podcasts where we had a political person on, and it was one of Bill's Twitter followers who happened to be a conservative who came on. And she just kept talking about how great the president was. And I was trying to keep an open mind, and I kept going, like, just tell me one thing that's going well. And she kept going, well, you know, things are good. The economy's good. Things are good. But, like, there was no substance to it. I just remember spiraling down the toilet of, like, oh, my God, nothing's ever going to be good between the left and the right ever again.
She was like a 20-year-old Twitter MAGA model.
I think it was, like, Kristen Saracola, but I could be saying her name
wrong. Oh, yeah. No, that sounds really familiar.
Right?
Yeah.
Is she the one with, like, the Instagram with, like, the bikinis and the rifles and the red hats?
I don't think that one.
Right.
Or was that a
maybe
different one?
No.
If I were a hot girl,
this is not a route I would want to be going down.
I would just pick one thing. If I were a super hot girl, I would pick one thing that hot girls never get involved in. Like, I'd be the hot girl LARPer. You know what I mean? Like, I would just be the one be like, oh, my God, no, I'm so into LARPing, guys. And then I would have 175,000 followers on Instagram, like, in a day.
I mean, you did try that as a man. So, I mean,
what is
that
LARPing?
LARPing? Jessica is live action role playing.
Yeah.
That's where, like, you know how people play D&D and they like roll dice and stuff to like do stuff? Well, the live action LARPer, I guess that's redundant.
Yeah.
The LARPer does D&D, but like in the world, you know, where they like, they put on like
live action role play in the world and a YouTuber follows them around with a camera.
It's just for the love of the game.
But no, if I was a hot girl LARPer, I would totally have someone follow me around because that would be my thing.
It is the co-ed intramural softball version of medieval knights, right? You know what I mean? Like if you went to medieval times,
voice up.
Voice up.
Yeah. Cause we're recording on my phone.
Okay. So, like, I think of myself as a major league player, right. but I'm playing co-ed intramural softball, right? That's, this
Got
is,
it.
Like, medieval times would be the major league, and this would be...
I bet you, too, that they, the LARPer looks at themselves the same way you probably do, which is, like,
100%.
when you're sitting at the Citizen Bank Park, there's a party that goes, like, well, you know, if a lot of people get sick today, they could put me in.
Michael Franco is not that much better of a third baseman.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Whereas I think the LARPer would cut... It would be very nice if we had time travel just to make LARPers feel bad about themselves. Like, you know how Bill always says, like, I want time travel to be real? All I want is to take these guys and send them back to the Middle Ages for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just have them come back, like, I was wrong. Be beautiful. Mike, we have you on the podcast today.
Yes.
Because very shortly, we are launching a new YouTube show with you at the helm. Yeah. So we thought we would talk about it a little bit today.
So it's been soft launched.
It's not. It's been filmed. It is currently being edited.
Ah.
And we thought Mike could come in and talk about what this show is and what it's about.
Wait. They have to edit down all the times Jay had to feed me questions because I just sat there. I sat there staring at the camera. And Jay's
not
like,
talking to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. He'd be like, Jay would be like, hey, ask him what the berries are good for. And yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, Phil, what are these berries good for?
Yeah, I found out that my the only thing I do well in life is produce field segments. Like, I came to it late in life, but that's my talent. Mike, what is this show? What are you doing? What's the premise of this thing?
Yeah, well, we don't have an actual title yet. I found footage is a Jay Blackism that...
Found footage?
Like food?
Like food.
Like food, but like also like eating. found footage, like the Blair Witch Project.
Are you going to be eating on this the whole time?
Yeah, well, not the whole time. Well, I mean, we do eat. You know, we found some wine berries.
Who is Phil?
Well, let's talk about the show. We have a title.
Yeah.
Found footage is my idea. The other one is Shopping with the Chef.
Shopping with the Chef.
Essentially, if I can do this, because it feels
Go
like...
Go ahead.
This is where I come in, and then you come in and talk about
the
show.
You're good with the pitch.
So Mike and a professional chef, the owner of what restaurant?
Park Place in Merchantville,
okay. Whose name is Phil. They are going to show you what a chef looks for when they go shopping. Mm-hmm. Now, the first episode involves foraging. So what does a chef look for when they're out there, like, picking out mushrooms and berries?
In the grocery store?
No, actually, like, out in the woods.
I saw Jay Black out on a trail in the woods in South Jersey, and he was wearing shorts, and he had the highest white socks I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And there was a quarter inch of knee skin showing.
You weren't wearing sandals, too, were
no,
you?
No, I was wearing sneakers. I don't want ticks on me. I know that deer ticks are a thing, and I don't want to get... Listen, I already have an autoimmune system problem on my hand. I don't need Lyme seriously. Disease on top of it. But yeah, so Bill Spadia just got done taping on way. So we should see him probably after Mike is over. So he is obviously just avoiding you, Mike.
It's
so
only you can time travel here.
Yeah, I'll wait outside for him. I'll have my olive drabs and my cigar. It'll be nice.
Yeah, did you bring your picket sign as well? So the premise of this, Jessica, is like if you were out with a professional chef and you went to a supermarket, right? What cut of meat is he getting out of the supermarket butcher area? Like, what does he look for that you, as a non-chef, might not look for? Mm-hmm. So the first episode involves going out and foraging. Second episode is going to be seafood.
Yep.
And Mike is our host. And Mike, take it away.
Yeah. So the first time I went to Phil's restaurant, Park Place in Merchantville, I was blown away because
Mike, you can see the bars if your voice is being
picked up. Yeah, I mean, why are we whispering? Like, what are you doing? Like a Prairie Home
is
Companion?
This
no, no, no. I thought that was a good volume. Is
no,
that not
higher volume?
Higher volume.
Pretend like you're shouting at Bill.
Okay. All right. So, the first time I went to Phil's restaurant, the Park Place in Merchantville.
Is that the first time you met him?
Yeah, legitimately the first time we were in the woods. But So I went to his restaurant, and he'll do things like he'll have like venison with berries that he you know foraged, and you know he'll have ramps that he found in some park in North Jersey, and he prepares, and it's astoundingly good. Mm-hmm. Like every other restaurant you go to, it's like, okay, here's food that was provided and shipped to me by the finest. Right. You know, food produce, you know, vegetable producers in North America. Phil's like, here's some stuff I found in my backyard, and it's going to be better than everything else.
Okay. Right.
So it's just magical. So when Jay was asking me about shows that I wanted to, you know, maybe try out, I was like, I really want to learn how to forage. I want to know, you know, when the oil dries up and people are foraging for canned goods, I want to be looking for delicious berries.
Right.
I want to make my own root beer. Like Phil does.
I will, by the way, Jessica, instantly kill myself the second we enter into any post-apocalyptic scenario. The second the air conditioning goes off, I mean, you are far more committed to being alive than I am, Mike Casey, because I would be out the door. My last YouTube show would be Jay Black puts a bullet in his head. Goodbye, everybody.
Jay would not eat the berries. I kept trying to give Jay the berries. He refused the berries.
Did they look unedible?
No, or? They look great. But Jessica, you know my thing. I don't eat anything that's unprocessed.
Weren't you in the food, like the blueberry capital of the world when you recorded?
Yeah, pretty much, essentially.
I only eat processed food. I if there is not Dow chemicals somewhere in the food, then what's the point?
You had enough DEET on you that I think it technically, that was fine. It would have counted for you
As I walked through, Jessica, my white socks were covered in DEET, and you could just see the foliage burning away as I walked around. Bill would have been proud.
He would have.
You know what I wanted to ask Bill about, speaking of burning foliage? Did he do, not to get off topic, a weed killer where you burn the weeds?
Bill would be all about killing weed.
Yeah. No, I mean, on the show?
Yeah, no. We have to talk about this when he gets here, if he makes it.
Okay. All right. So what, do you have a flamethrower or something?
Yes. And you hook it up to a propane tank.
Yeah. No, this sounds like the only place where Elon Musk and Bill agree, which is that everyone should have a personal flamethrower to go out and take out the weed.
So have you recorded the fishing one yet?
No, not yet. So we did this on Sunday, and I still have a bag of foraged berries in my refrigerator. And so at the end, we were asking them, we're like, yo, are there things that you can tell viewers who have my level of you know, culinary ability what to do with these foraged things? And he was like, I think he was kind of joking, but he's like, I don't know, put them on ice cream. I'm like, that's brilliant. Right. That is the smartest thing. Like, I was legitimately super impressed by that. Yeah. And he was kind of like, I think, taken aback. And he was like, oh, that's all you wanted to know? You wanted to know that you can put them on ice cream? I'm like, yes, that's it.
It's a two ingredient recipe. Buy ice cream, put berries on it, done.
I can't believe you went that long without eating and everyone was eating in front of you.
I was on a fast, and I'm on another fast today.
You're fasting?
I'm fasting, yeah.
How lucky for us to deal with the guy who's sitting here fasting.
Well, he's sharp, though. Look at him.
Look at me. I'm focused. I can see through time.
When's the last time you ate?
Yesterday at 7
p.m.
So we're just coming up on 24 hours in about 8 minutes. And the reason why I'm doing this, everybody, it's not for health purposes. It's because I found out you can get an Adderall-like high naturally.
Yeah.
If you don't eat.
Yep.
So now, and I ran this by my therapist, he said, technically, this is not falling off the wagon. This is just me amping up my brain chemistry in a natural, normal, healthy way.
Yeah, by the end of the summer, Jay's going to look like Christian Bale from The Machinist.
That's right.
Yeah, seriously.
But I'll be able to get a lot of stuff done, Jessica, and that's the important thing.
Really?
Yeah, well, they say your focus
goes
up. It
sharpened your brain?
So the idea is, I've heard two competing theories. Maybe Mike can help me on this. The two competing theories are, one, you're burning fat, which is a cleaner fuel for your brain.
Uh-huh.
The other one is that it's a natural response to fasting because, like, if you could imagine in olden times when we didn't have fast food restaurants, you wouldn't eat. And after like a day or so, your body goes, oh, hey, Jessica, you need to eat. Like, so I'm going to turn up all of your senses and create higher focus so that you can go out and actually get the food. So you're basically like hacking into that system. But instead of going out and getting food, you're just like really, really good at like threes on your phone.
Self-control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Barack Obama didn't eat on Sundays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because he's Muslim, Jessica. That's why.
Yeah, but...
Bill?
Do you think they all practice that?
No, he's not Muslim.
Is he not?
No, he's Christian.
Is he?
Yeah, I was making a joke because everybody said that he was Muslim, but
yeah,
he's not.
That's why I was like,
yeah, no, he's he was a Christian. Then remember,
although
he was,
is he really?
Well, no, probably not. But like,
is he like a political? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's a Christian the same way I would be Christian if I ever ran for office.
Yeah, you have to run for office because you can't say, "Oh, I don't believe any of that stuff," and then just not
because,
ever
like,
get elected.
What would happen is you would hear like, "By the way, I would completely sell out everything I believe. I would like, but the other direction, I'd be like, "Oh yes, I've always been a Christian. Please, are you telling? Kidding me? I love what's his face. He's a great guy." And so-and-so and the mother and everything. It's wonderful.
I pray to Santa Claus every night.
But you know what? I think we're at a place in America where people think that Santa Claus is probably one of the disciples, right? I mean, like...
Yeah, well, Santa Claus is not only one of the important figures in the Christian faith, but he's white. Like all the other important figures in the Christian faith.
Right. Well, that's the only one that makes sense, though, because he's from Norway.
That's true.
I'm really glad this is not your YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. No, we should probably move on.
Just one thing with the white Santa Claus. And I have this as part of my act, but I was in South Jersey, and there was a lady who was mad about a black Santa.
Right.
And her explanation was, she said, "Oh, I'm not racist. I just don't want kids to be scared by Santa Claus," which I thought was hilarious because there was also a Santa T-Rex in the same Rite Aid. And I was like... Legitimately, the T-Rex is far scarier than all the other Santas.
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah.
So if it's just scariness, why not?
Are you also teaching still?
Yeah.
Was that kicking back in?
Oh, the...
In July?
Yeah.
No. Oh, God, no.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. I am absolutely as... I am as far away from school as I can be at this point.
Yeah, when do you start getting nervous? Do you get nervous?
No, not at all. I like school. I like education.
Still nervous, even though it's been a couple of years?
Yeah. I mean, when August rolls around, I start getting that, like... Sunday nights, I still get nervous.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it carries over from school and into teaching. I'd always be like, oh, man, this is... I don't like doing this.
No, I don't. You know what? I love the fall. I like pumpkin coffee.
Wearing sweaters.
I'm all right with wearing sweaters. I like football.
Yeah, no, I like the fall too because my wife and kids go back to work. And then I'm home by myself again. Although I am home by myself right now because my family's in North Carolina.
Ooh.
They're vacationing without me.
Where's the dog?
Oh, my God.
How's the puppy? Oh, no.
Jessica, I don't know. No, she's at my mother-in-law's. My mother-in-law lives on, like, 2 acres and has three other dogs. So rather than, like, my wife made an executive decision without talking to me. She said, rather than count on you to keep the dog alive, I'm just going to let her go with the other dogs.
Yeah.
And we have a dog sitter for all the dogs.
Okay.
And I was like, all right. Yeah, sounds about right.
That's smart.
That's good. It's a good move. Good move, honey.
Because you've done a good job not complaining about the dog.
I love the dog.
Yeah?
The dog is the only woman in my life who's ever loved me unconditionally.
Oh, man.
It's so nice. I come in and the dog does not care. And just like, you're a good person.
Gets like, excited to see you.
And I actually tell the dog, I'm not a good person. And here's why. But the dog just keeps licking me.
That is an adorable puppy, too.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. I'm a big fan of her. Although we just got her... buzz cut for the summer, you know, like, what do you call it?
Yeah.
Groomed.
You know,
the groom.
The puppy spa.
Yeah, she looks terrible. Like, but I haven't told her that. She just doesn't, it's not a good look.
You could get her one of those little lion cuts, too, with that hair.
Oh, God.
That's basically what they did.
I like that look.
I don't like it. I like the fuzzy look.
So my dog, they have to, like, comb the hair. They have to, like, comb the hair out. They can't cut it.
Right.
It's called hand stripping. It's like a 3-hour spa process. My dog, it's like a $75.
I want to be your dog.
I know. Yeah. I cut my hair at my house like a normal person. My dog, 3 hours in a spa.
I'm gonna say this. If you framed global warming in terms of dog grooming, you might get more people on the side of the righteousness. But instead of going like, you know, our kids are going to drown or the wildfires in the fresh water, people aren't listening.
Right. But
if you go like, look at this poor dog. Look how hot it is. Like, I think coal factories start shutting down tomorrow. That's what we got to get Sarah McLachlan and a bunch of dogs that are super hairy, like panting sadly. And we just sing a song like, hey, maybe don't use coal. Da da da.
Is this what gets all the radio callers riled up?
Yeah, I'm not allowed on NJ 101.5 anymore. I don't think. No, I'm allowed to go on like as a guest, but I didn't get any calls for guest hosting this year.
Yeah.
And I asked Bill about it, and he was like, yeah, well, I think they're a little nervous about having you on there.
Because you talk about dogs dying in the climate change.
Yes.
The controversial acknowledgement of the scientific consensus on the reality of global warming was too much for the right-wing audience.
Yeah, they're not a big fan of me. So, and I get it, you know. Am I depressed about it? Yes, but I get it.
Sorry to bring it up.
Yeah, no, it's quite all right, Jessica. I have therapy tomorrow at 11. I'll be fine. All right, Mike, we gotta wrap up because we have another show to record.
Okay.
But here's the easiest way to find us and the way that we can actually say on the podcast. Go to jayblack.tv, jayblack.tv, jayblack.tv.
Sorry. This reminded me of something. Go ahead.
Jessica's so excited about this that she was...
I'm doing it now.
Yeah. JBlack.tv, if you go there, the only thing you see on the front page is the YouTube channel. So go there, check it out. Mike's show is going to premiere in about a week, but we have a ton of great other shows on there that you can get right now, like Bus Notes. What's Bus Notes? That's Vinny Nardiello giving you what you need to get a C on a test if you haven't read the book.
I watched Bus Notes, and I haven't actually seen any of the, I hadn't actually read any of the books.
Oh, and there you go. So, but now if you go to a cocktail party and somebody mentions To Kill a Mockingbird, you're like, dude, I'm totally okay to talk about this.
Yeah, and they were all things I should have read.
Absolutely.
So, they're great.
So we have Bus Notes. We have Learn to Be a Stand-Up, which is me, Jay Black, teaching you how to be a stand-up, because when you take a look at my life through the lens of this podcast, who wouldn't want to live like I do? We have Nerdstalgia, where we look back at things that, you know, maybe or maybe not deserve to have some nostalgia associated with it. And we have Mike KC and a ton of other shows in the pipeline. So go to jblack.tv and subscribe. For Mike KC, thank you for joining us. I wish this could be longer, but we got to do another call and then get out of here. Bill's got like a million jobs.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
Jessica, where do we find you?
Chasing Jess Nut.
On Twitter. And me, I always say something funny here, but I'm not. Go to jblack.tv and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Come on, what else are you doing with your life?
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.